All right, Jeremy Wood is with us from the Michigan DNR. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We did have a press release that came out a few days ago about Beaver Island and the hunting regulations there. Kind of give us a thumbnail version of what's being proposed.
All right. So essentially what we're proposing to do out on Beaver Island is provide some additional deer hunting opportunity. Currently, the early and late antlerless firearms deer seasons are closed on the island, and due to some recent research that was conducted several years back, deer populations are estimated to average about 32 deer per square mile on the island. Vegetation impacts from other research in northern latitudes suggests that deer populations can begin to have impacts on forest regeneration when deer densities exceed 12 deer per square mile. So we're essentially nearly triple that there on the island. So what we're looking to do is just provide similar opportunities that are available on the mainland, provide those same opportunities out on the island, allow hunters the opportunity to help manage that deer herd to hopefully limit those impacts to some of the sensitive natural communities we have out there. These islands were not historically inhabited by deer. Deer were brought over to provide hunting opportunity decades and decades ago at this point in time. And they've had, pretty substantial impacts to the vegetation, particularly on Beaver Island. Several of the other outer islands do not have deer on them and have very, very different vegetative communities. So just trying to provide some opportunity for folks to get out there and attempt to try to keep populations in check so that they don't necessarily eat themselves out of house and home there, being an island with minimal predation, to be experienced on it outside of hunting pressure and, some coyotes that call the island home.
Okay, how can people find out more information if they want to see the proposal and what its impacts would be, some of that research, that you just mentioned?
The research, and they can reach out to me myself. My contact information is woodj26@michigan.gov. And I'd be happy to share that research via email if anybody has interest in seeing it.
All right, anything else you want to mention before we close this segment here?
Only thing I would say is that, like I said, this is not additional opportunity, something beyond what most of the rest of the Lower Peninsula sees. It's just adding that opportunity that has previously been missing out there on the island.